Zehu Mamoremzal. I think that's where we left off. Zehu Mamoremzal, my time at Ize Maske Bereisha. So seemingly, the Gemara asks sort of a very question about something very insignificant. Why do the goats, if you see goats, why do they go in front of the sheep? My time is a maske bereisha. So the Mor Einayim assumes, as the Maharsha before him did as well, that the Gemara, this Agadah isn't to be understood literally, but it's really a figurative, a metaphorical question. So what does it mean? My time is a maske bereisha. So what does the question mean? Ritzono loma Yisrael nikroim azim shabumos k'ma'amorim zal. Gemara Beitza says that we have the tchuna of azus. Azus is a forcefulness. It can obviously, it can rachman letzlan be channeled the wrong way and can express itself as arrogance, but it can also express itself as tenacity in holding on to our emunah, even in difficult times. So ize shouldn't be understood, you know, to mean just goats, but it means my time. Why are Yisrael nikraim azim shabumos kamama amzal? My time yesh lahem koach leilechu lehistabek beresha. And maske beresha doesn't mean that they're walking in front of the line, but it means that they have this koach to attach themselves as the bechina of hachacham eino beresha that the Mor Einayim has explained previously. My time yesh lahem koach leilech lestabik bereisha shereishas hakol. Where does that koach come from? How are they able to be mistabik b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Va'omer mitnei shebetchila chashocha. The Gemara answers that the reason the izim go first is because often they're black. So he says, what's the metaphorical meaning of black here? Mipnei shebetchila chashocha. Hem bechashchos hamadregos. They're on a low madrega, unenlightened, darkened madrega. V'hodo, and only later, misham l'nahora. Mizdabkim u'misalin misham l'nahora. So he's applying the idea that he presented that we saw last time of Midas Nefulos, and that Midas Nefulos is not something that a person is supposed to banish or overcome. Again, the example he gave is if a person is learning Shelo Lishma and he finds himself in the grips of the midah of hispa'arus, of glorification, or cheshek. But the problem is that he's experiencing it as self-glorification, or cheshek for mammon. He thinks it's going to be his ticket to riches. So he explained that mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma means that the person is supposed to capitalize on the midah which he experiences of his sparus of cheshek and redirect it and channel it that it should be not one's self glorification but for his sparus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be not a cheshek, not a desire for chemdas mammon, but once the person experiences the desire, he should stop and think, so I want that desire to be channeled, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it that the Izeh, meaning Yisrael, Amaske Bereisha, how are they able, again, to go to the front in the sense of being Mizdavik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because initially they're black. Meaning the Shalolishma, the Lo Madrega, is a launching pad for Hasogus. Misham Misalim Misham, they elevate themselves from there, from the Chashochel and Nahora to the light. Umematkin Hakat Nosechel Vegadlos. The right Lematek literally to sweeten is that phrase, that term is used again to represent sort of redeeming and elevating a midah. So the same way, if you have, I don't know, if the coffee is bitter and you put in some sugar, so when you, if you have bitter coffee, so the solution is not to spill the coffee out and waste the coffee out of it. No, it represents an opportunity to have the good cup of coffee. You need to sweeten it. So too, the midah nefula, again, is not something. The avodah is not to suppress, not to banish, but the avodah is to redirect, to channel differently, to elevate. That's what's represented by mematkin hakat nesechel. Literally, they sweeten their small-mindedness, begadlos. V'chein yesh lehem koach zeh. Ma she'en kein umos ha'olam, she'nishorim bekatnus v'gashmias. But the umos ha'olam don't do this. V'lachein omer rabosenu zal, gabi Bilam, hashta das behemta lohave yoda. Right, so Bilam says about himself, yodea das elyon. Well, that's... The Bilam says that about himself. So Chazal asks, how is that possible? Hashta das behemta lohave yoda, and he's yodea das elyon. So the Moinayim explains what it means is, again, das behemto, again, the behemius, when a person is mired in physicality. Bilam didn't know the avoda of being misakein, that mida nefula. If he doesn't know the avoda of being misakein that mida nefula, so he's never going to be able to elevate himself. V'ha'odam nivva katan b'kat nesechel. V'haloka v'anas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much should be singular. There seem to be a lot of ta'uyos sofer in copying the manuscript. Stomach, singular, no reason for it to be plural. V'haloka avadas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoya b'briyas ha'adam. There too it should be b'riyas ha'adam. Lo'ovda. U'madua bra'o t'chila b'li secha v'ein lo das lo'ovda. Achu gam kein mitam hanal. Ki yisran ha'chokhma min ha'sichlos. So the Moinayim explains, again, it's the same, this cycle of originally experiencing the midah as a midah nefula and then redirecting it and thereby elevating it and using the experience of the midah nefula again as the platform is something which really, if you look at the human life cycle, that's what happens. That Adam is nivva kotem bekat nesechel. So it's as if, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing him, Rachman Otzlan, in the wrong direction. So what does that mean? So he's created bekat nesechel. So you know, it's as if, you know, when you play, I still play Pin and Tail on the donkey at birthday parties. It's been a few years since I've been invited. I would go, I would play, but no one invites me anymore. So when you turn the guy around and around, you know, if you're pointing him in the wrong direction, so what chance does he have? You know, so you set him up and you point him in the wrong direction when he's supposed to be going over here. So what does that mean? V'haloka v'anas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayah b'v'yas ha'adam lo'avdo. U'madua b'ro t'chila b'li secha v'ein lo'das lo'avdo. Achu gam kein mitam hanal. Ki yisron hachochma min hasichlos. So again, l'chori here, the Mo'ei Naim is teaching that the yisron hachochma comes from the sichlos, not just that yis, that chochma is superior to sichlos, but that the yisron hachochma comes, it derives from the sichlos. Again, the same theme. V'te'uvta d'chashocha le'iskala la b'nahora. I think one of the editions says that's a quote from someone in Zohar Kodesh. The desire of darkness is to be subsumed within light. Ki hakatnus nikra nukva l'gabi hagadlus. Katnus can be metaphorically depicted as feminine. So this is remarkable, right? So the Pshutal Shel Mikra seems to be that as part of the Klala Techava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Chava that your desire will be to your husband, right? Ve'al ishech chukasech. Again, which means that you will desire your husband. And Moinayim says, no, what it means is ve'al ishech chukasech, your chuka will transfer el ishech. Right? Not that it's your desire for, but your desire will transfer, will go from you ve'al ishech chukasech hanakeva ma'overes chuka b'chasam. So the same way a woman can arouse desire in the man, a wife can arouse the desire in the husband. So too, again, the same idea of elevating the midah nefula, right? So the midah nefula, you then sort of then transfers, and from there, the cheshek, which originally the person experiences in atzura nefula, so that cheshek then gets transferred al ishech chukasech hanekeva ma'overes chuka v'chasan. Again, that's part of the moshel v'ha'odim, the nimshal v'ha'odim tchila b'chinas katnus. When he matures, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, so again, a person doesn't outgrow, he doesn't leave behind the katnus, but the katnus, again, the desire, the passion, the excitement, all that he then redirects. He experiences it originally on the lower level, but then he redirects it and he uses that to achieve the higher level. V'zeu kimsos chosan al kalda yosis alayich alakoyich v'yizboer b'mokam acher. V'i efshor, this is remarkable, v'i efshor Lovo Lor Gadlos Takef Lachain Bo Hakatnus Trila. Right, here's where he is finishing the answer to the question that he asked at the beginning of the paragraph about why are we created originally as an infant, a baby, a young child who has no sechel, no das, v'avodas Hashem, because the way the world is, the person has to, a person can't just cultivate yesh me'ayin, sort of the tshuka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person experiences the tshuka and then redirects it, and then elevates it. L'chein bo hakatnos t'chila. V'zeu perish beis. This is another pshat in the Gemara of my time ize masge v'resha. My time ize shehu azos shavu adam. The midah of azos masge v'resha ritzon aloma bo betchila lo adam hakatnus. V'heishev kibriyosu shal olam v'resha chashocha v'chulo ka'amu. Okay, we'll stop here for today.